رسول الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today in South Africa is the 13th of Safar, 1447. We are here in Masjid al-Ashraf in Springs, mashallah. We all know daily the news is to do with Gaza, with Palestine, and what the Jutlas and the Jews are doing and so forth. So we need to break everything up so that we have a proper understanding of what is unfolding. So the first part will be Al-Yahud fil Qur'an al-Kareem. What does Almighty Allah inform us about the Jews in the Noble Qur'an? So the Jews said, when Allah Ta'ala said and commanded them that they must spend in the path of Allah, so this was their response. They said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jews said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, نَقْلِ kufr, kufr نَبَاشَدْ نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ. So the Jutlas, the Jews said, Allah Ta'ala's hands are tied up, meaning he's gone very, very stingy. That's why he's telling us we must spend. So Allah Ta'ala said in response to what they said, Hullat aydihim, that their hands are fastened, they are very, very stingy and miserly. Walu'inu bima qalu, and they are cursed because of what they said. Many of you, we know South Africa, we know our history. And in Springs, mashallah, you learn Afrikaans in the good old days. So there are two sayings the Boer taught us, the white guys taught us. A goeie Jood is a dooie Jood. A good Jew is a dead Jew. And it's a truth that. And the second one they taught us is, Ye aswa seynach nets was a Jood. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. So it's taken from this verse of the Noble Quran. See the Jutlas, Yahud, with Anbiya, prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. One group of Anbiya, prophets and messengers, they martyred them and killed them, Allah forbid. And the second group, they rejected them. Who martyred Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam? Who martyred Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam? They even attempted to martyr and assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Allah forbid. They even tried to assassinate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is their culture. They are not only baby killers, they are killers of the prophets and messengers. And when they were told, what are you doing? They said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. On our hearts there is a covering and a veil. So when the messengers speak, it does not penetrate and enter our hearts. So Allah says, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Nay, Allah has cursed them because of their blasphemy. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Very few of them will bring iman. You look at the book, the divine scripture, Allah Ta'ala conferred upon them the Torah. So what they did with that? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْدِهِ. They changed the words from year to day and all that, and what they told the masses. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Woe and destruction and Jahannam for those people who wrote certain things in the divine books and scriptures with their own hands. And then they told the masses, because they know the masses are simple people, ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Then they said, this is what Allah Ta'ala commanded you to do, لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And then they would receive money in exchange. So that is what they worship all the time, the money. Against the malaika and angels, they said, Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah forbid, we hate him. We love Mikael alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala said, if you hate one angel, you hate one prophet, it is tantamount to you hating all of them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala hates you and you are the enemy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Look at the Jutla and we, the Muslims worldwide. Chapter 5, verse number 82. If you don't understand chapter and verse, the last ayat of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews. What Allah Ta'ala says? You should understand the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style of the noble Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemy today, tomorrow and in the future will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. So the Hindus, we don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus. You just look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India today. You saw yesterday what they did in Kashmir. That the Indian army police went to where the Muslim bookstores are and they said, you can't sell this book, you can't sell this book. They confiscated hundreds of books written by our great, great prominent ulama. They say that they are giving a false history and a false narrative. Yesterday, it happened in Kashmir. But the ummah today, ummah to khabi ghaflat mein hai. You see, our problem is what, brothers, sisters, children, that when we lead a life of luxury, then we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. Today in South Africa, if you look at us, majority of us, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ, you live like kings. Kana, pina, sona, pahana, and we carry on with life. As long as we're making money, everything is lungile. It's all right. You see, that is the bottom line. Quickly, let me take you to Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةِ. If somebody, our neighbor here, yeah, Munsami, Applesami, Ramsami, non-Muslim guy has to ask, every day he's seeing on the TV, on the radio, he's hearing newspaper, Gaza, Gaza. You must tell him as Muslims, we don't say Gaza, we say Gaza. So what is the meaning of Gaza? Gaza al-Mubarakah, we say. So Ghaz means to sow. You see, there's a medical doctor here somewhere, I'm sure about that. So now you ask the doctor, when you have a wound, you have a cut, then they put the gauze bandage around it. Ghaz and gauze. So they took the Arabic word, they anglicized it and called it gauze bandage. All this started by our mothers and sisters there in the land of Palestine. So that is what you touch me, why it is called Gaza. So our mothers and sisters started this long time, centuries ago. One. Two. In the year 16 after the Hijrah. So you must remember Gregorian calendar, it was 636. So what happened, brothers? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who came, lo and behold, when he entered the land where it was, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, he was walking and the Khadim was on the mode of transport. When Sahaba Tabi'in saw him, they said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Amirul Mu'mineen came. If you go to Aqsa, Allah take each one of us, inshallah. I've been there 5 times, the Jutlas, they told me, AK, you can't come anymore, you're too dangerous. So I told them, I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. So they asked me, what you AK-255? I said, AK, Ayatul Kursi, and verse number 255, chapter 2, you see. So they got mad with me, they kicked me out. So anyway, Jutla, you know, they don't want to speak the truth. They don't allow any international journalists to come. So they camouflage everything and they can continue with their war crimes and ethnic cleansing and so forth. So let's carry on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he entered, Sahaba, Tabi'in were there, shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then what happened? This is Masjidul Aqsa, for example. In front of Masjidul Aqsa, they tell today, tell today that mountain's name, remember, is what? Jabal Mukabbar. When the Sahaba shouted Takbir, that mountain, until today it is known as the mountain of Takbir. Imagine this. So we should know our history. Who was the first people to be in charge of Gaza? A nation that does not know its history will not be motivated for the future. A nation that does not know its history will repeat the same mistakes of the past. Our Islamic history is unique. It's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani. The true ulama, not scholars for dollars. And remember that it is written by the shuhada. They gave their blood, and then the history was written regarding them. Gaza, Medina to Shuhada, the city and the place of the martyrs, the city of the Hufaz. Every family had minimum one son or one daughter of the Hafiz. Allah will never let their blood go in vain. Remember that nicely. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now it's salat time. Ya Bilal, you give azan. Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I made like a promise, I won't give azan. Ba'da wafatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of the Master alayhi salam. He, Amir al-Mu'mineen, is that personality, what he says on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. That what he says on the land and sand, Allah sends from the heavens. In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاسِ. Three suggestions I gave to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah revealed the verses just like what I suggested. We made tawaf, the Master alayhi salatu salam and myself, I said, Ya Rasulullah, let us read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. The Master alayhi salam said, no, I have to wait for wahi. Allah says what Umar said is the truth. وَاتَّقِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. So go read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Like that, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti and Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran counted more than 20 places where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said. So what he said, he told Bilal, what you think if the Master alayhi salam was here today, who should he appoint to render the azan? That African muazzin, that minister of finance, Waziru Malihi, first muazzin in the history of Islam in Medina Munawwara. Saturday, 21st of Ramadan, 8th year after the Hijrah, when the Arabs were begging for clemency and pardon, the Master alayhi salam told him, O Bilal, these are the people who persecuted you and they tortured you. Ye in Fatha Quraysh. See what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. The honor Allah is giving you today. You go and climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the Zuhr Azan from there. That is what Allah did. These people wondering, we tortured this man, today he's on top and we yet disgraced and humiliated. Then they embraced Islam and then Allah gave them honor and so forth. So Bilal give azan. He cried and he gave the azan. The only person to give azan among Sahaba in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara and Aqsa al-Mubarak is him. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu anhu arda. So after all that the dust was settled, then remember Sufyanus, the leader of the Christians at that time. So he handed over the keys to Sayyidina Umar for Makkah and he started crying. Sayyidina Umar asked him, Ma yubkika, why you cry? He said, Inna al-adla ila qiyami sa'a. If you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. Wa inna zulma la sa'a. And if you have zulm, inna zulma la sa'a. You oppress people, you have apartheid all that, it will last a short while and then it is taken away. We did wrong, Allah is snatching it away from us. Today they want to call us the terrorists and all these funny crazy names. Go teach them this. Sayyidina Umar said that all your monasteries and churches, all will be protected by us, the Islamic Empire. We will not destroy any church of yours, any monastery of yours. Then he, pay attention, O esteemed listeners, he, Sufyanus said that, O Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, don't allow any Jutla, any Jew, to stay here in Al-Quds al-Sharif, in Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem. Adalat-e Umar, the justice sisters of Sayyidina Umar, he said Islam came to liberate people. We can't be saying that because they're Jews, so they can't stay here. How are we giving you chance, them the opportunity to stay here? Yes, if they break the laws, then you will pay the price. If you break the law, and they will pay the price as well. See justice. We protected their churches, their monasteries, everything. Just to fast forward quickly, for your information, from 1099 Gregorian calendar, 636 was the liberation of Sayyidina Umar. Stayed in the hands of the Muslim till 1099 Gregorian calendar. The 1187, 88 years was occupation, ihtilal. In Arabic we say, no Jummah Salat, nothing. Everywhere the crucifix, the cross and that. Masjid Aqsa closed, all the masajid closed. Allah Jalla wa la chose Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah, Saladin the Just. When he climbed the minbar made by Nuruddin Zangi, And then remember, the Jutlas burnt it in 69. So I saw a portion of it. Anyway, the first time I went in 89. So cut long story short, when he climbed the minbar, Salahuddin Ayyubi, how do you start a khutbah after 88 years in Masjidul Aqsa? Salahuddin Ayyubi started the memorable historic khutbah and said, فَقُتِيَ دَابِلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah has cut to shreds and pieces all the remnants and relics of the zalims and oppressors and tenpot dictators, and we praise you, Allah alone, for this great bounty. When they saw the justice of Salahuddin Ayyubi, one side is the Christians, one side is the Jews. He said, kick the Jews out, expel them. Sayyidina Umar said, no, we'll allow them. That is the ihsan, the favor Amirul Mu'mineen made with them. The Christians came to him, Saladin, Salahuddin Ayyubi. If you know anything of Christendom and Christianity, the holiest place of worship is not the Vatican, it's the Holy Sepulchre, where the Christians believe that Allah forbid all this is kufr, we reject it. Wama qataluhu, wama salabu. Nor did they kill Nabi Isa alayhi salam, nor crucify him. But they say that all this happened there. So that's their holiest place. They gave Salahuddin the keys of their holiest church in the year 1187. They said, if you give it to our people, then there'll be an Afrikaans, Skopskit and Donner. Everybody will fight. Why you give it to the Catholic? Why you give it to the Protestant? Why you give it to the Anglican? Why you give it to the Lutheran? So just you look after it. Count. From 1187 till now, 2025, the Muslims open the greatest church of the Christians. That is your history, O Muslim. But who's interested in that? We interested in there. I asked these youngsters, what you doing? He said, I'm busy with a big project. I say, what's your project? Show me. I saw more emails flying to the females. That's his project. So, you know, all shaitani business, you must remember. The men also hold, they busy with Hollywood, the woman busy with Bollywood, and the children busy with Robin Hood. That is our life. Waste of time, you see. Get your priorities right. Come back to Gaza al-Mubarakah. What is in Gaza? Subhanallah. Gaza is that place, you must remember. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis. He says, you, Abu Sufyan's two sons. You, Abu Sufyan's son, Yazid. One son of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu is Yazid. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's son's name also is Yazid. We're not speaking of him here. We're speaking of Sahaba. So Yazid bin Abu Sufyan. So you must remember, he told him, you are in charge of Gaza. He told Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, you go, you are in charge of Qaisariya. This is how Sahaba were there already in that time. And they were looking after all these places and so forth. And these Jutlas want to come and tell us, today the news broke. Every TV channel is running it. The Jutlas say they are going to occupy Gaza. We say, Ahlan wa sahlan, come. You understood? We are Hamas. We are proud to be Hamas. I met Hamas. So what you want to be so apologetic for all these things here? Our motto, our slogan is this. إِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَ إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنَ. Either we will beat you Jutlas. You are not the Jutla paper, so difficult to pronounce. In this week they wrote, Jutla paper wrote, 80,000 soldiers and people of theirs injured can never come and fight. Who does this? Saudi Arabia, Emirates, any of these Arab tenpot dictators, any Muslim countries. They all making amanna, sadakna to Trump and all these animals. You must know. Trump is a rapist. He's a felon. He's a pedophile. That's why he don't want that Epstein file to come out, and everything is recorded there. You mustn't be frightened of these people. Once you have the facts, you must name them, shame them, and nail them. I'm live on air. They're recording my program now. Every lecture of mine, the Jutlas record. I'm very happy about that, you Jutla. So you must know your history. What happened in Gaza? You know the surah, chapter 106, surah Quraysh. So remember, Hashim was the custodian. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Khwaja Abdullah, then Abdul Muttalib, then Hashim. So he said the self-empathy, sympathy we have is not going to work. He said we must become proactive. So how are we going to become proactive? The people look at us. We are the mutawallis, the trustees of the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafah, the Haram Sharif. Let's start import-export business. But they had very little things. Rihlat al-shita'i wa saif. Who started this Rihlat al-shita'i wa saif? He, Hashim. So remember, in Shita, they would go to Yemen in winter. And in Saif, they would go there to Syria. Then he came to Gaza. Now the bus business was flourishing. People of Haram are coming to buy and sell their things, import, export. Lo and behold, he never worshipped the idol. He passed away in Gaza, and his mazar and his grave is there. But the Jutlas bombed everything to pieces. You, many of you, you follow the Shafi'i school. Where Imam Shafi'i was born? Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, was born in Gaza in the year 150. When he was 2 years old, his father, Idris, he is Muhammad bin Idris. Idris passes away. Mother sits in Iddat, and then after the Iddat, then they went with Hijrah. They went there to Makkah Mukarrama. So here we're drinking springs water, right? I told Maulana, I'm an old man. It was old, like drinking kotni. I'm old, I don't drink cold, you see. So he brought there in the flask and all that. So mashallah, Allah reward Maulana. So now, brothers, Imam Shafi, all day he's drinking. Small boy, young boy, you see. He's drinking zamzam. You listeners, don't worry, I'm still alive. I'm drinking the water here. Sometimes they think this mota also passed away, you understand? So you must remember this. He says himself, as to drink so much zamzam, al-Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, he says, first dua I made, Allahumma zuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. 150 he was born, and 204 in Cairo he passed away, 54 years. He left such a legacy, you can never be a true scholar of Islam until you read the books of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Today is all hit and run business, you know, quantity business. So, if you want to become a quality alim and scholar, you have to read the books of Imam Shafi. Listen to his brief profile in no time. So, remember that at the age of 7, he's Hafiz of Quran. Who's his ustad? African teacher. Muslim bin Khalid Azanji. At the age of 10, he bahated all Mu'atta Imam Malik. You go from Springs right till Cape Town, right to Port Shepstone, right to PE in South Africa, you won't, including myself, you won't find 10 ulama who know the whole Mu'atta Imam Malik by heart. At the age of 10, he knows the whole Mu'atta Imam Malik by heart. At the age of 13, kana yudarrisu fil haram al makki. He's a ustad in the haram sharif. He's not even baligh there in the haram sharif to the hajis and mu'tamirin and zairin, all the guests. At the age of 15, his African ustad, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, told him, O Shafi'i, you are a genius of qari. Wa ajaza lahu bil iftah. He told him, start issuing fatawa. Barakat of Gaza, barakah of this. You understood? Makkah Mukarramah. Second dua, make me a rami. Whenever I shoot, I must hit the target. He says, I have to hit it. Third dua, he made for Jannah. So that is your Gaza briefly. Who are Hamas? Hamas was started by Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, in the year 87. Go to the history after World War II. These Jutlas came. Nobody wanted them. They were kicked out from more than 100 countries. So now they begged the people of Palestine, please don't kick us out. They came as squatters. Remember that. But in Arabic we have a saying, sam min kalbak ya'kulka. Sometime you have a puppy, you have a small dog, whatever. Then you feed it nicely, you make it the bulldog, Alsatian, they want to eat you up. So that is what has happened to the Jutlas, you see that? They are a nation like that. So anyway, from 46, 47, already it was British mandate. So the British had their arms, so they would give these guys. And then already the terrorism started, you must remember, in the year 46, 47, 40 years before Hamas was formed. 87 only they came into existence. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin in 2004, martyred by Ariel Sharon. But see, Allah ki lati be awase. When he martyred him, he came out after Fajr day, he read Salat in Gaza, and the F-16 was already. They told Sheikh, don't go out. He said, la nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody except Almighty Allah. Then they bombed him, finished him up, everything in a wheelchair. After that, Sharon suffered a stroke. For 8 years, listen carefully, for 8 years, his sakarat stayed in Windward. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله عز وجل, Allah jalla wa la states, hadith-e-Qudsi, Man aada li waliyah, faqad aazantuhu bil harb. You cause harm to a wali of mine, my special friend, I, Allah, will wage war against you. That is our founder, Hamas. Then Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, after 3 weeks, they martyred him. Then came Ismail Haniya. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? You see, you get caught up with the Shia. Shia the pakka kuffar. Today I made a statement in the morning. Yesterday somebody sent me a video, a message of this person. He gave a lecture. He's supposed to be a very great alim, but you know, money speaks all languages. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote in Ma'ariful Quran, and he said that aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Women and money destroyed. Some of you maybe met him. I interviewed him in CII when he came. So Salman Nadwi, go see, if anybody wants it, even now after Jummah I can send it to you. It's in Urdu. You must see the words he uses against Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. So I said, you have become 100% Shia and they bought you off. And we say what Nabi alayhi salam says. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. When you see people swearing, cursing my companions, my sahaba, so you the ummah must say, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ Allah's curse be upon you, mandatory. You understood? We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. The truth has to be spoken. You must remember that the hadith. If you want to, you must just tell me, I'll send it to you. Mulana, I'll send it to you. You can just distribute it to those who know Urdu. So brothers, we must remember, they are the same people who invited Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. And then they martyred Sayyidina Hussein. Who's the eyewitness to Karbala? I went to Karbala. I went to Iran. Karbala is in Iraq. So you must remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu sahib, his son. I want to say sahib zada, this is a respected word in Urdu. He is Imam Zainul Abidin, Hazrat Zainul Abidin. They gave me the book, Imam Zainul Abidin, printed there in Tehran. Go see what's written there. He asked the Shias after the martyrdom, you must remember of his father, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. How will you face the Master alayhi salatu salam on the day of justice? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you, قَوَتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You martyred and murdered my grandson, my beloved Nawasa. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. And you desecrated our rank of Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Is your book you gave me, Imam Zainul Abidin? The murderers of Sayyidina Hussein are the Kuffar Shia. Ismail Haniya went, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. He said the golden words, we will never ever recognize Israel. They set up Israel and Shias, Jutlas. The founding father of Shiaism is a Jew, written in their book, Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. So then that's how they martyred him. Then the last leader came, you'll all know his name, Yahya Sinwar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ يَحْيَى سِنْوَارِ. He changed the Arabic language. When they did that autopsy and everything of his, they said for 3 days the man never ate. But he knew what he's doing. He built the best tunnels in the world. These Jutlas, Americans, nobody can find the 20 hostages. How the hell you can't find them? Gaza is 15 kilometers only. But Allah made Yahya Sinwar supersonic brains, you know, genius. He said, till my last moment I will fight. And then when he was injured, the blood oozing out, youth, this is our jihad. He took the stick that he had and he threw that against the enemy. And that is how he became shaheed. He changed the Arabic. The enemy, you say, your last throw, رَمَيْتُهُ بِأَسَسْ Sinwar. I took the stick of Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar, and I threw it in the direction of the enemy. Wake up, O youth. We're going to win. We will control the world, but not with munafiqeen and murtaddeen. With the true Muslims, remember that. Therefore, forget all these Arab countries, Muslim countries. We all want change, but we have to bring change within ourselves first and foremost. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Majid al-Aqsa. May Allah grant our Mujahideen victory. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all for deen.
Close the depths. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم ربنا اصلح لنا دنيانا وقرة عيننا اللهم اشفع لنا صدقنا اللهم ارزقنا فرحا وشكرا تجاوزا اللهم صل على برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين